Then the Lord said to Moses, go to Pharaoh, for I have hardened his heart and the heart of his servants, so that I may perform these signs of mine among them, and that you may tell in the presence of your son and of your grandson how I made a mockery of the Egyptians, and how I performed my signs among them, so that you may know that I am the Lord. So Moses and Aaron went to Pharaoh, filled with them, together with the houses of all your servants and the houses of all the Egyptians. Something which neither your fathers nor your grandfathers have seen from the day that they came upon the earth until this day. And he turned and left Pharaoh. Then Pharaoh's servant said to him, how long shall this man be a snare to us? Let the people go so that and our old, with our sons and our daughters, with our flocks and our herds, we shall go, for we must hold a feast to the Lord. Then he said to them, so may the Lord be with you when I let you and your little ones.
Reach out with your hand over the land of Egypt for the locusts, so that they may come upon the land of Egypt and eat every plant of the land. Everything that the hail has left. So Moses reached out with his staff Egypt, and the Lord directed an east wind on the land. All that day and all that night, and when it was morning, the east wind brought the locusts. The locusts came up over all the land of Egypt and settled. Covered the surface of the whole land, so that the land was darkened, and they ate every plant of the land, all the fruit of the trees that the hail had left. Therefore nothing green was left on tree or plant of the field throughout the land.
And until we arrive there, we ourselves do I shall never see your face again.